In this section, Peter Collins speaks about the elimination of the pet program. Also, he speaks of an incident of animal cruelty that was committed by CoreCan staff at the Bath Institution and how Peter brought this to Warden Therese Gascon's attention. Peter then goes on to explain the repercussions to himself and other prisoners for denouncing this animal cruelty at the Bath Institution. One other program that was eliminated was the pet program. And firstly, could you describe what is the pet program and why it is necessary and what benefits do Canadian prisoners receive from it?
Okay, I can try. I don't think that all Canadian prisoners have access to pets, you know, or to a program that would incorporate pets. But at Bath Institution, we were allowed to have aquariums. And, you know, you could buy fish. And also several people had cats, have cats still. And we were allowed to buy cats or have them from home and take care of them. You know, so only a few people had those, and one of the yard guys found some turtles that were being, seagulls were trying to eat them, trying to open them up and eat them. They were just little babies, and I made an aquarium for them to stay in. And at one point, when I put in a fish order, I included two anoles, which are tiny lizards. They're like the length of a finger. And that was approved, although I think, in all fairness, I don't think they knew that they were lizards when I put the order in, because I put it in between a bunch of different kinds of fish on the order, and the pet shop would have known what they were, but I don't think the staff knew what they were. So when they came in, there was a little bit of a commotion about it, but they were already approved and bought, so I got them. That was a couple of years ago. That's changed.
Yeah, how long has it been implemented in the Bath Institution? I know the pet program, you know, it's gone right now, but when did it start?
I'm not entirely sure when it started. There would have been cats here because it was a camp and there was no fences, and cats visit prisons a lot because, you know, they're small and they can get through fences and they know there's food around, or, you know, little mice or whatever. And so sometimes feral cats can come in, and sometimes just prowling cats can come. And so there were always cats here. As for the pet program, with regard to cats, I don't know how that started or when, but I know that it's been a while. And, you know, we have a cat here in our house.
And what's the cat's name?
Egg roll, a little play on Chinese food.
Why do you think the pet program was eliminated?
Well, I have my suspicions, but, you know, Warden Gascon's been very repressive for a lot of things. Just to give you some background, she ordered me to get rid of my two turtles and to get rid of the animals. And she says that we're allowed to keep the cats at this time, she says, and the fish. We're allowed to keep the fish at this time, but we're not allowed to buy any more fish or anything. So if our fish die, we're not allowed to restock our aquariums. Also, she says that we're not allowed to feed the birds. So all of this started because I had been made aware by somebody that the staff at the CoreCan woodshop, the Corrections Canada woodshop, were shooting pigeons that were trying to roost in the ceiling. They were shooting the pigeons with a nail gun. So I wrote to the warden and I told her that, you know, I didn't want to make a big issue out of it. I just wanted them to stop this, and told her I'd give her a week to tell her staff to stop it and to advise me that she's done that. And she wrote back to me and told me that according to the Ministry of Ontario Natural Resources, they're allowed to harass, capture, or kill any animals that are presenting as a pest toward human industry. So I wrote back to her and basically told her that I disagreed and that I would be going to the Humane Society. I mean, a number of the obvious reasons that staff shouldn't be shooting pigeons, aside from the cruelty aspect of it, is that they're supposed to be teaching prisoners work skills and ethics. And, you know, I think shooting little animals with nail guns sort of isn't teaching anybody anything positive. And it's a dangerous misuse of a construction tool. Given that there are a high amount of sexual predators, serial rapists in this institution. I pointed out to her that serial killers and serial rapists have the common historical attribute of animal abuse in their history. So told her that I thought that being that's a fact, that her staff and her, that they should be, you know, representing in a better light, that they shouldn't be, you know, contributing to the cruelty of animals. And so anyway, I complained to the Humane Society. The Humane Society came to the institution and investigated and told the institution that they had to stop killing little animals with nail guns and that they had to take appropriate steps to relocate roosting animals. That, you know, they suggested some alternatives and people that they could contact if they wanted to do that. So then 2 days after that visit, a guard came around with a clipboard taking an inventory list of all the different animals that were at the house that I live at. And then I found out later that they went all around the institution. But a couple days after that, a memo came out saying that everybody in the population wasn't allowed to feed the birds, and anybody with turtles or lizards had to get rid of them because they were a health hazard, the memo said.
And you're speaking about wild birds, right?
I built a couple of bird feeders, and I used to buy bird seed and nuts and things to feed to the squirrels and the blue jays and the cardinals once in a while, and the starlings and sparrows and other songbirds that come around in the summer, and the hummingbirds. I had a couple of hummingbird feeders, and yeah, so pigeons would come around, and occasionally seagulls would try and come in and get something too. But anyway, so she's against that, and the rationale she says for that is for the birds, she says that she's afraid that the droppings will make all the roofs deteriorate and cost a lot of money. And with the birds as well, aside from the roofs all collapsing, she thinks that everybody will catch West Nile disease from the birds. And the turtles, she says it's because they carry salmonella. And the lizards, she doesn't want lizards around because it's too labor-intensive for staff to buy crickets for them to eat.
Which I imagine you did during the winter months when the insects weren't available.
Yeah, there was a couple times when I had to put in orders, because what I did was I actually raised crickets myself, just because all you need to do is give them the right breeding environment and they breed happily. But a couple times I ran out of crickets. And, you know, but the pet store that we bought from would drive right to the institution to deliver our orders. So it wasn't like staff were had to go out and, you know, catch crickets or something. They just had to pick them up at the front gate and bring them 20 feet to us.
Another thing that happened during this whole incident of the animal cruelty and all the letters that went back and forth between you and the warden was the Corcan staff canvassed prisoners for information about you. And Corcan staff suggested to prisoners that you should be considered an informant for bringing the matter to the attention of the warden. First, could you explain the repercussions of being accused of being an informant and how this would affect your day-to-day life in prison?
Well, it's obviously not a very nice label to be passed around on anybody. In my situation, I'm well-known enough that the people came and told me that that's what they were saying, that some of the guys who were approached came and said, hey, the guards are saying this about you. And so, you know, I wrote to the warden and I told her I thought that was, you know, something pretty fucked up for them to do, right? Like to come and label me that because they're torturing little animals. So what could happen? I suppose some things could happen to, you know, if it was somebody maybe less known, somebody who might not be as capable of defending themselves as you know, I am. There could be bad ramifications for being labeled that by staff, by anybody.